We're back at the Hollywood Canteen. Duke Ellington's band is on stage right now, and I think Dinah Shore has decided what she's going to sing.
Dinah, when did you decide you were going to be a singer?
I couldn't get a job acting. They weren't writing too many plays for this accent. And so I had acted most of the things in Nashville, you know. I'd been very big in the little theater, whatever we did there in high school, more than in college. And they had a local wonderful playhouse there. And when I went to New York, I was with the full intent of getting a job. They don't know what they missed, you know. At any rate, they weren't writing too many things. Tennessee Williams things were not that popular. So I went to the American Drama, to the Academy there, but my allowance was very limited. You might say it was nil. And I knew I had to get a job, and I went over to a radio station, WNEW, with a letter of introduction, since I had already been to both the networks, with this glowing description of my talents, which said, "This will serve to introduce Miss Frances Rose Shore. Anything you can do for her will be greatly appreciated." And it got me a tour through Radio City Music Hall, which was nice, but that was the extent of it. I couldn't get a job singing on the network. And I auditioned for this man over at WNEW named Martin Block, had the make-believe ballroom. And we were sitting there, a whole crowd of girls in this room. Memorable day, as you will see. And when he came out, and I sang a bunch of songs on my audition, when he came out, he said, "Okay, Dinah, you come in now." I looked around, I didn't know who he was talking to, and he said, "You, Dinah." I had sung that on the audition. I had taken it right off an Ethel Waters record. It was wonderful. And I came in, and he couldn't remember my name at all, and it didn't displease me, because Frances Rose had quickly been shortened to Fanny Rose, and I just hated it. And so from that day on, I was Dinah.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails, my mama done told me, hon, a man's gonna sweet talk and he'll give you the big eye, but when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Blowing across the trestle, hoo-ee. My mama done told me, a hoo-ee da hoo-ee. Oh, clickety-clacks are echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, oh, take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong. To St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns, I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Love. jazz blues in the night.
The way I sang on records and the way I sang on the radio, all those things were colored by this, it was a breathless nervousness, you know. And they said, isn't that wonderful and different? And I kept saying, wow, they ought to hear it when I can do it. I can hear those marimbas on Xavier Cugat today. Dum da dum 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 dum. I hear those marimbas going, and my knees start to shake.
Shake, shake, shake those maracas.
Girls sang, girls had to sing cute little things, yeah. Like with Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman. They all sang up, you know, the bright up songs, and the men got to sing the beautiful ballads. So there wasn't any place for me, really. You know, you had to be really pretty and cute and all that sort of thing. So I got this job on this radio station with a, and it was a fellow in the studio who played the pipe organ. Very good. The name was Rich, Jimmy Rich. And a skinny fella, Sinatra, who even then looked like a star to me. I walked in the studio and he had on this pork pie hat and the beautifully tailored suit, and he couldn't think of my name, my new name, and he called me Magnolia, Miss Magnolia, Dixie, anything. And we did these programs together at 9 o'clock in the morning with the organ, and at 12 o'clock with Merle Pitt's orchestra, and at 6 o'clock again. Then he would go out and sing somewhere. I learned later it was a rustic cabin. And, you know, I think we got $12 for singing three times a day, which was wonderful. At least I could pay part of my rent.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. I've got the song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see? I'm in love. Life's a beautiful thing. As long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly soul. If I should ever let go, I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a life, what a world. I'm in love.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by.
No month of May, no twinkling star,
no hideaway, no soft guitar.
My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain.
Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by.
No month of May,
no twinkling stars,
no
Dinah Shore singing with that skinny fellow with the pork pie hat, Frank Sinatra. Dinah and Frank recorded a number of songs together in the 40s for the V-discs. Those were the records that were sent overseas to the troops. Remember those?
We're back with Jimmy Stewart. We're dancing with the stars in the 1940s.
By September 1945, I was back in Hollywood. And a lot had changed, including my address. I stayed with Hank Fonda and his family for a while.
I'd rented my house when I left, so I couldn't stay there. Actually, they wouldn't let me in when I came home at the end of the war because the lease hadn't been up yet. So I stayed with Hank Fonda. He had a sort of a separate building with a nice fireplace and everything. I stayed almost a month, I think. He didn't have any offers, and I didn't either, so we flew kites, and both of us wanted to get started again.
That's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
We didn't get to fly kites very long. Hank Fonda went to work for a great director, John Ford, on the movie My Darling Clementine. I also went to work with another great director, Frank Capra. We started filming It's a Wonderful Life. And I can tell you, after 5 years away from the cameras, I was a little more nervous than usual.
When you hadn't done it for so long, acting is sort of a thing like this, you know, it's sort of... when you go from part to part, a lot of times it's sort of scary and sort of mysterious and everything. So it took me a while to get into it, but it was an ideal way to get into it, because seeing you had the cast of so many of the people that I remember and that I'd worked with before. So it was just another one of my pieces of good luck.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy, Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy, we're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, you better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready.
The rap party had, there used to be a Malibu Park. I don't think it's there anymore, but and there had to be a couple of hundred of us. We had everything. We had races when you burlap tap, sack races, you know, and done all sorts of races, but just a good old-fashioned picnic. And I have a long picture of everybody. He had bleachers. He wanted a picture of everybody. And Frank and I, it used to be they'd have this, and when they'd take, like they'd take pictures of the senior class, of, you know, when they're big, and the camera did this, started over here and took this kind of a picture. Well, it started, and I was with Frank over at the end, just standing, and as it started moving, Frank said, "Follow me," and we chased to the other end, so we were in the picture twice.
a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey.
What was Hollywood like in 1946? Had it changed much? Well, don't worry, we can still go dancing. I'll get Diana and we'll see what's happening on the Sunset Strip in just a minute.